When we think of the Word of God, we know that it teaches us many, many things. The Bible teaches us about the origin of things. We know that God is and that He's always been, so there is no teaching about the origin of God, since God has no beginning nor end. But there is the book of Genesis that talks so much about the beginning, not only of the earth, but of mankind and the animals and plants and other things that are here. And then, of course, there are all the other books of the Old Testament and the New Testament and the myriad of information, principles that it gives to us. But I believe it is a correct saying whenever we make the statement that the Word of God is about Jesus Christ. It is about His coming into this world, the need for His coming. It is about what He did while He was here. It is about what He accomplished for all of us while He was here, and it is about His coming again. And as we consider all of the books of the Bible that speak to us about Christ, we know according to the preaching of Paul, and according to the statements that Jesus made, that the Old Testament saints, that is the people who had access to the Word of God, were expected to know much about the coming one. They are not excused. When Paul wrote of the Jews and even of Gentiles, he said that they are without excuse, and that the whole world was to shut its mouth or quit making excuses and become guilty or realize its condemned state in the sight of God. And as we consider how much they were supposed to know, Paul tells us that he used the Old Testament to preach Christ, since the New Testament, of course, did not exist at that time. Usually when we think of the inspiration of the Bible, and we think of the prophecies concerning the coming of Christ and His character and nature, we think of the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. This evening I want us to look at Isaiah 50, and these are some things that we've looked at earlier, but I hope that they will be meaningful to you. But in Isaiah chapter 50, let's begin reading at verse 4. Isaiah chapter 50, beginning at verse 4. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. In these verses that I've read, you'll notice that there are references to the eye, or tongue rather, to the ear, to the face. Each one of them giving some prophecy concerning the nature or character of the Lord. And it was from these statements that Paul and others would urge people who had not trusted in Jesus the Messiah to believe that He's the one that is spoken of in the Old Testament. In our age, there's not much use of the Old Testament in the sense of evangelistic preaching in the sense of telling people about Christ, because we do have all the statements of the book of John and others that are so plain in their claims as to the saving power of our Lord. But I think it helps us to see that God has always revealed himself to man, and that these people many times were looking at the shadow rather than looking at the substance, and yet the shadow gave them enough information. Had they accepted it and trusted the person of whom these shadows and types spoke, then they would have become children of God. They would have known the Messiah. The tongue of Jesus is prophesied in verse 4 when he said, "The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned." That statement is not repeated exactly, but we know that Jesus, as he taught, it was said of him that never have men spoken like this man. Never has anyone been able to take the word of God and teach it like this man teaches it. And when Jesus was separated from his parents and he was teaching in the temple, they recognized that he had not had training in one of the rabbinical schools, and that he was speaking things way beyond his age in what he understood and what he perceived. So this is a statement concerning Jesus and his teaching and his learning. God gave him a tongue, and he gave him the tongue of the learned. But you'll notice the difference between the Pharisees, who learned the word of God, and Jesus. The prophecy states that God gave Jesus the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. I think that's the reason we need knowledge. I know that to have Bible knowledge will cause each of us to grow individually, and that it is essential for us to have the milk and the meat of God's word. But when we pursue knowledge as God's people, we ought to always have a hope in our hearts that with this knowledge, we would do more than simply grow ourselves or grow spiritually ourselves, but we would be able to speak a word in season to him that is weary. And there are many weary people in the world today, many confused people. And as God's people, if we have the tongue of the learned, the tongue that God gave to Jesus, and the tongue that he will give to us if we will study to show ourselves approved, it'll not just be an accumulation of a lot of facts that we can store in our minds and repeat at some given time, but it'll be simply not for our use only, but so that we might speak and give encouragement to the people who are weary. Then he mentions, he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. We could speculate about many things concerning